of the hardest things to believe is that God is listening. Jesus comes along and he says, "Ask and you shall receive." And we have two responses. One is to not believe him at all. Well, God will say no if I ask. The other is to treat God like some sort of vending machine in the sky. But as soon as he doesn't give you what you want, you know what you're back on again, right? It's law. I guess I gotta do something to make God give me what I'm asking for. But Jesus' promise stands firm against this doubt. Ask and you shall receive. The only caveat, God is not gonna give you anything to damn you. He's not gonna give you anything to drive you away from his son, Jesus Christ. Other than that, he's your Father in heaven, and he wants to give you the things that your heart desires. The only caveat is when your heart desires evil, he's going to give you the words, repent, believe, and ask for what is good. You're listening to Oratio on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. It's your morning hour, 45 minutes now, of meditation, prayer, and growth. And Psalm 3 hit us this morning. Which is, I like it. And it's, you know, although it's dealing, you know, breaking the teeth of the wicked, that's some harsh language. But the idea, I mean, you always got to put the devil first in the realm of the wicked. So don't start with bad humans. Start with bad angels. And then realize that bad humans, which is all of us, Jesus told us we were evil in the reading that we'll be looking at with Pastor Finner on the other side of the break. We all are evil comes underneath that of the demon, right, of the devil himself. That he is the source, and that our wickedness is connected to him, which should tell us, you know, we really don't want to be on this side of the equation, although by nature we are. So whenever you run into this language of God destroying the wicked, right, first put Satan there, and it'll be a little less weird, and then recognize how by nature all humanity is there, and this is, again, the cause and the reason for our need to repent, our need to hear it preached that repentance is required. But before it even gets there, now, you got this language from the psalmist, probably David here. He's out in a situation. Was it Absalom? Was it Saul? It doesn't matter. He's out in a situation where he is in jeopardy. He is under threat. He is being chased by a horde of the enemy. How many are my foes rising against me? And then his friends are against him too, in the sense that they say of my soul, there is no salvation for him, right? It's impossible. He can't come back from this. But you, Lord, you're a shield about me, my glory, the lifter of my head. I cried aloud and the Lord answered me from his holy hill. That's Jerusalem. That's where the tabernacle is. That's where the promises are, right? It's like saying the Lord answered me from his word and sacrament ministry so that I lie down and sleep. So he's surrounded by enemies in the wilderness. His compatriots, the companions with him say, we're done for. They're going to get us. He prays to the Lord. He goes to bed, expecting, according to what everyone is telling him, that he ought to be dead. He ought to wake up with a sword at his throat. And instead, what does he do? He wakes up and he's alive. The Lord has sustained him. The enemy is not there. So he can boast. What do I have to fear? I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. I will not be afraid of anything. Why? Because I know that Jesus Christ has beaten death. This is how Jesus Christ beat death, by the way, as a man, in terms of his own faith. This is what he believed. He knew that his Father would raise him from the dead, even when he's crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? In the same way, you now have this promise. You're washed with it. You're baptized into it. It is declared to you, not just from your pastor, but from your pastor as the mouth of God, carrying those words forward from Jesus 2,000 years ago. You are mine now. Arise, O Lord, save me. You strike all my enemies on the cheek. You break the teeth of the wicked. Sin, death, and the power of the devil are abolished in the crucified wounds of Jesus Christ. Salvation belongs to him. That's why Jesus is the only way to heaven. It's not just some random thing we decided to believe. It's because he's the man who paid the price. Salvation belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore we pray, bless your people, right? Ask and you shall receive. What? The Holy Spirit. Seek and you will find. What? The Word of God. Knock and it shall be opened to you. What? Everlasting life. This is not about what you do to make God happy. It's not about how you need to do enough of these things in order to earn God's salvation. This is about the fact that it's already come and proclaimed to you. You who were an enemy of God, God has now decided to adopt you. He's your father. And he would as soon give you something bad for you as any good father would give, what, a poisonous snake to his son when he'd like a loaf of bread. That's how he's treating you right now. It might not always feel that way. But he's got you in the palm of his hand, pulling you toward the life of the world to come. Saying, no, really, what do you need right now? Ask, and you shall receive. Sharper Iron, coming up on the other side of the break. Get ready to rock.